Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Thursday, July the 2nd. Thanks for tuning in to the Big Call tonight. We're in the month of July, 2 days away from their 250th anniversary of our freedom, our independence, so-called independence. And, it's a good place to be right now. So be happy if you're part of the Big Call and Big Call universe, and we'll have a good call tonight. But before we get into it, let's go ahead and pray in the call. So here we go. Lord God, thank you for everything that you've done for us to get us to this point. Thank you for everything that's happening, which is major, behind the scenes. And thank you for these opportunities that we have to receive this incredible blessing and do the right thing with it. And be led by you, be led by the Holy Spirit to bless other people, to lift up humanity, and to raise the playing field, lift the playing field up for everybody that we have in touch with us. And thank you for our plans. Thank you for the ideas and the plans that you've given us. And thank you for the execution of these plans fairly quickly after this blessing comes through. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, great time of the night for us to go to a teaching that you have found for us. And we had a great time on Tuesday. So let's see what you'll have for us tonight.
I'd like to think that even though we do it every Tuesday and Thursday, there's this significant increase every time we come to the call. And I think you're going to really like this one.
Okay, good deal.
Out on it. We decree you are the God of wonders and the God of turnaround. Our trust is in you and you alone. I'm so thankful that God has held my hand time after time after time through some very difficult situations. I can testify you can count on God. God's been there when it looked impossible. God's been there through the good, the bad, and the ugly. You can count on God. How many times have I felt God's presence flood my soul, measuring me, reassuring me, God's with me every time. Sometimes part of the miracle testimony, part of the wonder for me has been, I made it. How in the world did it happen? I made it. God was there every time. God helped me. God personally guided me through. God was there from the beginning to the end, Alpha and Omega. God helped me overcome it. There are many times when my wife and I, our family, can testify, if you just keep holding God's hand, God's delivering promise will be made real to you. It may take a while, but it will. So many times over the years, I made it by holding God's hand, and God came through. Count on it, God said. And I'm emphasizing it. Count on it. God's coming through for you. He's coming through for those of you who are listening to this, wherever you may be in the world. God's coming through for you. God's coming through for your family. Hear this alive word today, a Rhema word, a living word. I will not fail you. I will not abandon you. I will not leave you out in the cold. I will be with you, and I will anoint you to triumph. That's the supernatural era. God's presence is manifesting in a fuller measure to reassure you God's with you. The battle may be fierce, but I'm with you. The situation may look grim, but I'm with you. You will overcome. you will triumph in Christ Jesus. It's a notable deliverance season. Trust God no matter the trouble. You may feel like you don't know how you can make it. I didn't know how in the world I would ever make it, but I testify I did, and I can tell you, you can make it too. God will hold your hand. He will not fail. He is the God of notable deliverance. Reach your hand up to him. Hold his hand. God's going to take you through. Hold his hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold, hold. You're walking into notable miracles. I believe you, just like me, will say, I don't know how in the world I made it. It had to be God. God's the God of wonders. Prayer. God, I pray for discouragement and depression, any heavy load, to be lifted off today in Jesus' name. This is the day freedom comes. I choose to hold your hand. You know how to set me free, and you are faithful to perform it. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. Thank you, Sue. That was a very, very beautiful teaching, and I really liked it. I liked the fact that the term count on it was brought out many times, because we can count on God. We can count, you know, it's hard to count on some people. We can count on some people, but we can certainly count on the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, you know, to prompt us, to be with us, and we can count on God to never leave us nor forsake us, Jesus said. You know, I love the concept of holding on to God's hand. Well, God won't ever lose his grip as long as we're continuing to hold. That's a beautiful analogy, I think, when we think of holding on to the hand of God. God won't let go as long as we don't let go. So it's up to us to maintain that relationship, to maintain the connection with the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, if you're a believer, and with God the Father. And Jesus is up there making intercession for us when we pray. Interceding, Paul said, we have an advocate with the Father. We have an advocate. That advocate is Jesus, the Messiah, sitting at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. Why is he sitting down? Because his work is finished. His work was finished on the cross. That's how he was able to sit down at God's right hand, continually making intercession for us when we pray and we make petitions to God. I like this teaching, Sue. I think it was valuable. And I think it's just really important to realize that God is with us, that he sees the end from the beginning. He knows that what we're going through, he's not going to allow anything to come upon us that we can't handle. Even though sometimes we're going through things, you know, Jesus said you will have tribulations. You will have tribulation. You will go through stuff. And the key word there is go through. He will be there with us in the valley. He'll be with us in the high places. He's with us regardless of where we're going. And the good news is in Christ we have the victory. Positionally, in Christ, we've already won. And Jesus said, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the age. And that's a long time. And that's good. That's good. I just think it's wonderful that the presence of God can be with us when the world out there, which we live in, but our citizenship is in heaven, If you're a believer in Christ, your citizenship is there, but you're here living temporarily. You're in the world, but not of the world. You're in the world system. You're having to deal with this fallen world, but the good news is your citizenship is in heaven. You're not of the world. So I like this teaching, Sue. Don't let me go on too far now. Don't let me go on, but count on it. I love it. This was really a good one. I love all of them, but this was really good tonight, I think. Well, thank you, Sue. Excellent.
You're welcome, Bruce.
Bob, count on it. There's not a whole lot we can count on this in this world, but we certainly can count on you and Boomers and Sue.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think, Bob? How did this teaching grab you, and what did you get out of it?
Well, for me, it was really fun. As Sue was speaking, I started thinking about one time when I was living in Boston, and I had the God of Wonders touch me. I was working as a tree surgeon. Back in that time in Boston in 1980, there was...
I was there when you were there.
You were in Boston in 1980, Sue? Cool.
Yeah, sorry, Bob. Keep going. Sorry. I just can't believe it. Go ahead.
So then you'll remember Proposition 2.5 and the high-tech corridor and the property tax. What happened was a lot of school teachers and social workers and the like got laid off because there was less money for social services, and I was one of those people. So I went to work as a tree surgeon. And
there you go.
In Boston, they have really big trees. And they have elm trees. And elm trees are very, very difficult to climb because there's no branches. There's only leaders. So if you look at an elm tree, it has these big trunks go off in different directions, but there's only branches at the very end of the trunks. And so if you're going to climb an elm tree, you have to be able to climb a tree that has no branches. Hmm. So it's like climbing a telephone pole with no spikes and nothing to hold on to. But if you could throw a lasso up onto the top of that telephone pole and climb up the rope freehand, you'd be able to get up to the top. That's what it was like to climb an elm tree. And so I remember I was still a new tree surgeon, and we got onto our truck at 7 o'clock in the morning, and one of the workers looked at me and he goes, "You're going to earn your money today, Bob. We're going to climb elm trees."
There you
And go. I already knew, I knew what he was talking about, and I didn't have any earthly idea how I was going to function throughout the day climbing elm trees as a new beginning tree surgeon. But there we arrived, and I barely remember anything for the next 8 hours, but I remember at the end of the day at 5 o'clock, this man, Paul, saying to me, "Bob, you get a done 'em good today. I had no expectation you were going to be able to climb in those elm trees at all, and you just went from leader to leader, and you just did perfectly." And I just looked at him and I said, "The Spirit got in me."
Amen.
And still to this day, I have no idea how I did that. But I do kind of remember vaguely being in a flow and seeing an opportunity and throwing my rope across from one branch to another, and being able to get over here and bring my chainsaw with me and all that. But it definitely, absolutely was not me climbing those trees.
Wow.
And it just happened. I didn't pray or choose God that day, but he chose me.
That's right.
So
sure did.
You know, then I was thinking, you know, about this. I was listening to a podcast today about a initiative at a veterans hospital. It's being led by doctors who are functional medicine doctors, believe it or not, at the VA, two of them. And they put together a program that it has become extremely successful in helping veterans with all kinds of physical problems and PTSD and depression and suicidal tendencies. And this program is just like an absolute miracle. And one of the things that they were discussing was how they taught the veterans how to use intention. And the interviewer, when he heard this, he was like, wow, that is just the most amazing thing. You're actually teaching them about intention. And then they went on to talk about how they helped them create a new community since they had lost their community from the military, and how they did it by having people graduate from the class and then become mentors and come to the VA, even though they were no longer sick, but they came to help others. And I was thinking about the teaching and anticipating triumph and coupling that with intention. And I'm like, all right, so you can always get better at intention, and you can always get better at choosing God as you are starting to facilitate an intention and anticipating triumph because you're choosing God. And then to really visualize, you know, the end goal, and to tell God about it. Tell him straight out, hey, I'm choosing you, I'm anticipating the triumph because it's you, and I'm going to ask, you know, for your help. This is my intention, and I'm asking for help in this prayer. And I can just see, you know, God is sitting next to Jesus looking down and going, hey, Jesus, what do you think? Should we help Bob out with this? And I can just see kind of nodding and going, I suppose we could help you out with that. Yeah, I mean, after all, we're already inside of you, and so we don't really need to do anything to help other than remind you that, you know, because you've consciously chosen the God that's within you, that's really all you need. But if you think you need help, then, yeah, we'll give you a hand. And giving thanks for such an anticipated triumph. And there's the triumph right there, regardless of what happens with the intended project or outcome, the fact that you chose God and asked for help and gave gratitude, you know, for that help, that right there is the triumph itself. The triumph is that prayer.
It's good, Bob. Right. I like that.
Thank you.
It's very well said, Bob. I love you.
I've got chills. Yeah.
Tied a story in with that, Bob. You know, I'm picturing you starting that steel chainsaw, which is almost impossible to start in the ground, much less up in the air. Now, maybe you didn't have a steel, but you had an Echo or something else a little easier to start.
We had a 12-inch Poulan. It was light enough to hold with.
Yep.
So you could cut with a chainsaw with one hand when you had a 12-inch Poulan.
So you could hold on to the rope with the other, or tree with the other, and then use the Poulan, as they say in the South, the Poulan, 12-inch blade. That's good enough to cut a lot. Absolutely. Super. A lot easier to start than those steels. What were they thinking, man? The compression is so high on that. Those steel chainsaws. Sue, you ever used a chainsaw?
Never used a chainsaw.
Good. Don't. Don't even get near a chainsaw.
Really? Yeah,
never used a chainsaw.
They have a way of biting you. They can turn around and bite you if you're not careful. Sue, Bob was right on the money on this. He had a great story and great concept, good comments. What about this teaching that resonated with you, Sue?
Well, I've got a little bit of chills because wait until you hear my segment, what we're going to be doing in this segment that relates to all these things that relate through your comments and Bob's comments. But I love the use of story. And I really like that this teaching is about, you know, counting on God and reaching out. And we're going to be, everybody get ready for this segment. It's a very, very big segment that's coming up. It's weird. It's just wait till you hear it. It's how it all lined up. Again, you know, we're all a part of God and we're all interconnected. And I think things were moving before we got here to the call. But the most important thing to remember, I think, from the teaching is that you are embodying. You are literally God in action, just like Bob was talking about through his story, and we're going to do in my segment. You're literally embodying, especially everybody that's on this call, you're embodying the next thing that God is wanting to have move through you through the way you, it's called embodied cognition. It's literally how a new idea, a new possibility, a new thing like Bob picking up a, you know, a chainsaw. We've all done it. Or when something collapses, and you've got to come up with some new way of doing things. That's the whole point. That's why it's happening to you, is so that the old can dissolve and you can step into a closer relationship of counting on that energy, that embodiment, that action that you're going to take, that inspiration you're going to have, that knowing that led you to the big call, that spontaneous allowing of, okay, I'm going to trust this. I'm going to feel into this. I'm not going to rely on, as you said, Bruce, you know, being in the inheritance, and I had this insight today, the inheritance that was from this plane, the worldly plane. When you decide to activate and decide, I'm going to walk as the one who had inherited that I'm a daughter or a son of God. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if people were brought up, you're a daughter and a son of God, and they really knew what that was instead of laying on all the, you know, all the systems we've been exposed to, and you were treated like that? And that's what happened with Bob. It's happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to Bruce. I'm sure it's happened to everyone. When somebody, a mentor or a person that's witnessing you do something that, you know, they're sort of astonished by what you were doing, they were witnessing God come through you. And the most important part is to realize, don't think of that as like something unusual. Think of it as, this is normal. It's normal for me to have the RV. It's going to be normal for everybody in humanity to be recovering from health issues. It's going to be normal for everybody to be collaborating, because that's what God wants me to count on. So those are my thoughts for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I like that. That's right. Yeah, we're in the new normal already. And we're really going to be in a mega new normal pretty soon, or a meta normal situation. So that's really good, Sue. Thank you. Sue, did we hear back from Daj yet?
We haven't heard back from Daj. I don't know if he was listening to the big call, but that was a fun call out to him. So we'll see. We still, you know, maybe it comes only to the Thursday call.
Maybe. Talk for this, Daj. And Daj, Where in the world is George Nystrand? Find him for me. I'm just kidding. You don't have to find him. I just like saying his name. It's crazy. You know, it's spelled G-E-I-R, new word, A-G-E, new word, N-Y-S-T-R-A-N-D. Now, Nystrand is easy. That means new beach. And that's easy because, you know, the Grand Strand, Myrtle Beach is what they call the Grand Strand. So, Ni is new, Nystrand, new beach. George Nystrand, easy, right? Just try to roll that R. George Nystrand. Anyway.
George? Yeah.
George. George Nystrand.
Yeah.
It's like if you could say his name, you got half the battle won right there. Oh, these Vikings. Oh, such Vikings already. Yeah. All right, Sue. Let's see if we have any prayer and praise tonight. Anybody we can pray for tonight?
We do. It turns out that after I'd gotten off the call, you know, done the prayer request for Mike and Sherry, Mike does have cancer. So somehow, I don't know how that got messed up. And Sherry was writing that he had to have his lungs. He's back in the hospital again, and he's went through surgery. He's taking a long time to wake up, and she hasn't gotten to see him yet. That was at 7:30 tonight. So we're going to pray for Sherry and Mike.
Yep.
And we're going to pray that they know and they feel and they realize that God is moving through the entire Big Call community. Millions of people are praying for Sherry and Mike and seeing that as their prayers combine with Christ and the power of Christ's miracle working power, and they combine with the energy that's moving through the field, which we now know is the quantum field, the unified field that is the Father and I are one, we know now that those prayers literally can be supercharging at a distance. Larry Dossey, look up his book on prayer. Rupert Sheldrake, look up his book on non-local phenomena. And we realize that as we're praying together right now in Christ's name, that they're feeling their room, they're feeling their house, they're feeling this flood of focused intention, thank you, Bob, surrounding them with the light of Christ, with healing prayer, with unified, laser-like healing power, miracle power in Jesus' name. And we're expecting wonderful and powerful outcome, including getting into the med bed early for Sherry and Mike. Amen.
Yep. Amen. Amen.
So that's that, and let's go to, where is Jeannie? Hold up Jeannie early. Happy new month, July. New beginnings, new mindset, new focus, new start, new intention, new results. Heavenly Father, we pray for your abundant blessings. May you bless us with happiness, prosperity, and good health throughout this month and beyond. Praying that President Trump will announce the restored republic and the global currency reset on the 4th of July weekend. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and lean and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. We pray that God strengthens and refreshes everyone who is experiencing physical, mental, and spiritual exhaustion. Let us not become weary in doing good, For at the proper time, you will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40:31. Pray, hope, and don't worry. St. Pedro Pio. God has heard and continues to hear all the prayers for the RV and med beds. It will happen in God's time. If you see someone without a smile, give them yours. Dolly Parton. Well, it's long, Jeannie. On Saturday, on Saturday, July 4th, our 250th anniversary of Independence Day, called the semi-quincentennial or quarter millennium, a more straightforward option that means 1/4 of a 1,000-year span. Let's celebrate, but also remember those who serve and sacrifice to protect and preserve our freedom. Wishing everyone a happy 4th of July celebration. Everyone have a safe and blessed weekend. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. Amen. I am a food, but when spelled backwards, I become a month. What am I?
Oh, Gene. I'm a food. When I'm spelled backwards, I become a month?
Yeah, I know what it is.
I think it's yam, bay.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, we did that quick. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, we did. It's pretty good,
May
people.
That's pretty good.
Yam, yam, yam. I yam what I yam. Popeye, I yam what I yam. Do you remember that, Sue?
Yeah.
Popeye. All right. Thank you, Jeannie. Thanks so much for that. That was good. Talk for this. What else was I going to say, Sue? I was going to say something after all that. Kept going and going and going.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. All I know is that was good. Thank you, Jean. Well?
Are we ready?
Are we ready, Sue, to get into your segment?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Here we go. We're going to do something different. We're going to shake it up. We've got to move people out of their beds or lying down on their couches or whatever they're going to do. So I'm going to ask everybody right now, we're about to step into your new future. So I'm going to ask you to get up. We did this on the pod several times and they loved it. So I'm going to ask you to stand up. I am getting off of my reclining position. And I want you to pick a place in the room that you're in, kind of in the center, like I am. And I want you to stand up because this is gonna basically ignite your Christ power, and I'm gonna give you the science of it. So stand in the center of the room, and I want you to shut your eyes, and I want you to feel your feet on the floor. Really feel as you shut your eyes and connect into your body and take a nice, slow, deep breath. Take another one. And on the exhale a little extra deep. Because on the exhale, you're releasing the day. You're releasing your identification with the day. And I want you to see if you can feel that your spine, as you're feeling your spine with breath, is becoming one with Christ's light and Christ's blessing. And just feel like Christ was endowing you as you're breathing in to the count of four and holding it, and then breathing out to the count of five. Just relaxing and letting go. I want you to feel and notice how your spirit has landed in your body. And I want you to imagine, instead of seeing yourself as a body, that the brightness of your spirit is like beaming out of you. I want you to feel that that spirit is literally localized. The most immense, powerful, spirit-filled, wonder-filled, embodied connection to Christ, literally living in your cells right now. And I want you to feel how quiet and strong and sturdy that is. Now I want you to imagine taking just a couple of steps forward, and you're going to step into a circle. And this circle is the activation circle. The activation circle of your Christ purpose. And in it, in this circle, I want you to imagine your project. So it could be the animal-human bond. It could be regenerative farming. It could be Rebuild America. But I want you to imagine that this entire circle is now a bubble around you, calling in all the energy, all the people, everything you need as a pattern, as a frequency, as a completion, and really feel that you have all the people with you. Feel what that would feel like if you knew that people were flocking into your project circle in Christ. And feel what that would feel like. Let your heart feel that. Imagine what you're going to feel knowing that your project is becoming alive. It's not in your head. And guess where it started? It started by you embodying and intending, thank you, Bob, that this pattern, this completed pattern, this grand intention is anchored all around you. It's, you're walking with it. You're loving it. You're nurturing it with your life force. It's your life force, your intention. And now notice what's happening in your body. And now I want you to turn around, fill in your special circle. And now you're facing anyone, starting with the Redemption Center. You're walking into the Redemption Center and take, well, you're going to take this bubble with you. And I want you to just take 3 or 4 steps and feel like you're in front of 3 or 4 people at the Redemption Center. Just notice how quiet you are doing this, all of us, and realize there could be 20 million people doing this. If they were smart, they would be doing this. Because I'll give you the science when we're done. And you're literally, you almost don't need to say anything, but you're going to be able to form the words because you have your presentation, because your body, your mind, your spirit, and the entire energy field around you is connected, is aligned, is intentional, and is laser focused on the deep, passionate, alive vision that you are carrying. Just feel that. Remember that. And you can use, I'm holding my phone up, so I'm going to use my left hand, right-handed, that's your receiving hand. You can pump that in and you can squeeze and remember that strength, this anchor. And what we're doing is it's called somatic embodied neuroplasticity. It's very, very state-of-the-art. When your whole body, if you were to practice this, this took you 3 minutes to do this. In the next few days, notice, and I'm going to ask for emails, do you feel any anxiety at all? Do you feel expanded? Do you feel coherent? Do you feel like the truest version of yourself? You don't need to overspeak. You don't need to overexplain. You don't need to try too hard. You're just one with your purpose. And now gently open your eyes. Take a deep breath. And look back at that spot. And realize that anytime you come into the room you're in, you've anchored a place in your room that reminds you of your sacred purpose. As you walk back to where you were, it literally brought the energy called somatic marking by Damasio, somatic marker, and you literally ran the intention, just like Bob was saying, people have had remarkable experiences with recovery, with intention. This is taking it even further into deep nervous system and somatic marking and deep nervous system integration. And hopefully what this did for everybody on the call is we literally, if we had everybody doing this, we literally brought Christ's light into your body to anchor your purpose, to align you so that you're really coherent, you're not in your head, and so that you had full body embodied cognition. So it's down in your toes. It's in your calves. It's in every cell of your body. And when you walk into the Redemption Center, and your body is quiet, and your mind is quiet, and you're aligned like that, and you felt that in your body, people are going to not only move towards you, work with you, be regulated by you. This is the start of you being the leader that Christ wants you to be, so that you embody the qualities of wisdom, innovation, heart-centered, but most of all, collaborative future-making ability. So I hope everybody enjoyed that. And I'm going to ask, we're not going to be, I'm kind of catching up on some things that are being privately done in the pod, Bruce, so I'm just going to ask if anybody... I'm just going to ask if anybody wants to send an email of their experience with that, just send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com, integrated, minds, minds, @hushmail.com. And just let us know, did that help you? Did that help you to be in the experience with everybody on this call that all have projects getting out of that busy head to get it into your body, where your body is the place that you have to feel safe first? So this was designed so that, kind of knowing where we are, you could get out of that, like, overwhelm, out of the body, disconnected, not clear space, and have a scientifically proven, very advanced way and practice. Come back to the big call and just practice it. Take 3 minutes. And now it's anchored in your space. Now you are going to walk with the field and the excitement. Even when I was doing it for myself over the past few days, how it shifts the separation between my project is out there, the people have to come to me, whatever it is, it's going to get you in a much more integrated, unified, coherent, and really ready to execute space. So that's what I wanted to do to get everybody ready, Bruce. And that's my contribution for tonight.
Well, thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. That was fun, and I think everybody got something out of it. And you'll
get
some
different
emails.
Yeah, I wanted a little shake it up different. Yep.
Yeah. And you did. Thank you, Sue, very much. All right.
You're welcome.
Well, we're rolling right along. Let's see, Bob. You can come out of your circle now and do a little night putting, but tell us if the testimonials have come in.
He's going to say he's in a trance or something. Watch.
Yeah, he'll say something fun. It'll be good.
I know.
Yeah, I'm barely conscious myself right now.
I know.
You know, I'm totally somatically embodied with everything, Sue. So,
but it's very powerful. It's very helpful for everybody to be in their greatest power.
That's right. I'm trying to call in my energy again. Come back. Come back to me.
But, your energy is right there with you. It should be more with you than anywhere else.
Yeah, it's big. It's big. It's big energy. Thank you, Sue. Thanks a lot for that segment, too, very much. Bob, I hope we got a few more testimonials since last Tuesday night. I hope so. And I know our sale is ongoing and doing well. And I got my order in yesterday.
Where is Bob? Why are we hearing Bob?
Bob is there. He's waiting for a break. He's waiting for the break in my introduction of it, which is over now. So thank you, Bob.
Well, and technically, Sue, I am in a box. Is that thing with the circle was making me lightheaded? So I thought maybe if I switch it to a box and choose not to think out of the box, I could come back to
it. Not a pyramid? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's good,
that's
Bob.
Fun. That is fun.
So, was there a question, Bruce, or you want me to just begin talking about human maxing?
I don't have another question other than the question about new testimonials. So, yeah. That's about it, I think.
Okay. Well, I'll see if I can find one.
Now, what were you saying about human matching?
Human maxing.
Meaning to maximize. Okay.
Yeah. So, all right, we got a testimonial that came in right when the call started.
Oh, good. Okay. Fresh.
So this is a person that we're going to have to make a phone call to. Because, you know, Bruce, how we say how great the Good Night formula works for almost everybody?
Yes.
Well, this person said that it didn't work.
Didn't work for them.
Wow, that's so cool. I love that when you do that. It's so cool.
Yeah, so there's probably something that we could do to help, like maybe if they take magnesium with it, or if they take some magnesium and resveratrol with it, it might work. Or maybe there's something going on with their room, meaning they don't have it dark, or there's something where their mind is racing, or there's too much blue light right before bed. And so we could help them, you know, talk through those things and see if there's a way that we can help figure it out. And And I think we can because, you know, some people have really severe sleep disorders, and there are sleep-wake disorder clinics that can measure all of their brain waves to find out which sections of their brain are in what brainwave function at different times of the day and night, and then can help people with neurobiofeedback to be able to set up, you know, a regression to delta waves at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot that can be done. Good Night Formula does a lot of different things, including it helps to relax your muscles really well. But in some cases, relaxing your muscles might not be quite enough to relax your mind also. So someone like this might do well learning the ultimate mind-calming exercise, for example.
Right.
They might do well practicing relaxing their tongue, which tends to quiet your mind. And so this is the person that we'll give a call to early next week and see if we can help them out. And then there's another testimonial this person wrote in. I want to brag on all your products that I've taken from Boomers Live Forever Young. All have exceeded my expectations. Myotrol recently has given me strength along with the Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley. I just turned 78, and as Bob has said, middle age for us. Well, that is another really great thing, Bruce. 78 years old, you know, that's the expected lifespan of an American male, right? 78.
That's right. Yep.
And so here's a person who's at that age that it is now getting stronger, right? So at 78, you're supposed to have already significantly weakened, and you're getting weaker, and you're on your way out, and here's a person who's getting stronger.
That's it.
So that's really good. However, I just want to make one correction. 78 is not middle age.
Not quite middle age.
All right. Middle age begins at 85 at Boomers Forever Young. So this person still has 7 more years to go. And
before hitting middle age.
Yeah. And that's why that's about the time we expect people to start acting more maturely is 85. And so this lady or man, whichever it is, still has 7 more years where they can act like a teenager if they want to. And those are the testimonials.
That's pretty good, Bob. Yeah, thanks. I knew you'd go there,
and,
85. Yeah.
Yeah, and so we were talking about, you know, people doing this, or, you know, this new name they've given to what really is biohacking. They're calling it human maxing, and it came from, you know, before there were people that made these phrases up called looks maxing and sleep maxing. And so sleep maxing will be what will help the person with that's tried the Good Night Formula. Looks maxing is people that are, you know, doing different things to improve their appearance. But then when you have people that are concentrating on wellness and longevity and that type of thing, they now have a new word for it called human maxing.
Mm-hmm.
And they go into talking about different people that are prominent podcasters and researchers in the field of human maxing. And they're talking about Brian Johnson and Dave Asprey and what it is that they're up to, what they're recommending. And the gist of the article is does anything really help? Does anything really work? Intimating that this might all be something that's futile, right? And clearly, whoever the person writing this article, you know, whoever they are, they're not really following along, because it was all the way back in 2004 when the Yakamoto factors were discovered in Japan, and now it's just that last week, Wednesday of last week, they announced the beginning of the first human trial using Yakamoto factors, which are the stimulation of certain genes that de-age a cell. And they actually have a technique where they can de-age a cell all the way back to where it's a pluripotent stem cell.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't figured out how to make it a neutrino yet, but I'm sure that's next. And but the problem with de-aging a cell that far is it becomes cancerous. And for many years, in fact, from 2014 to 2017 at the Harvard Longevity Research Lab, they worked on trying to figure out a way to use the Yakamoto factors for healing diseases and de-aging. And it didn't work for 3 years. And finally, Dr. Sinclair came up with an idea that was contrary to what Yakamoto said. And he told his researcher, listen, try not using all four factors. Try using less than four. And they had asked Dr. Yakamoto about that years earlier, and he said, no, it won't work. You can't, you know, we're just dropping the whole thing. We discovered it, but it's not practical. It always causes cancer, and so we're not going to do it. We're not going to continue with our research. But at Harvard, they decided on a whim one day, and they figured out over a little bit of time that there were three factors that could be used together and eliminate one of them, and lo and behold, it started restoring cells that had aged into a state where they were so diseased it was causing blindness. And they discovered they could restore the sight of rats that had age-induced glaucoma.
Hmm.
And later, they duplicated it with monkeys. And it didn't cause cancer. They were using three of the four factors, and it turned out that now we have our first epigenetic reprogramming research that is approved by the FDA to test out epigenetic reprogramming, which they're not, what the technique is and what they're going to be doing with humans is they're going to inject these three factors right into the optic nerve. And if it works the same way it did in the monkeys, those deteriorated nerve cells are going to de-age, regenerate, and actually restore. So the nerve cells are actually going to become larger, vibrant, functional, much as they were when the equivalent of a 100-year-old rat would have de-aged back to the age of 25. And so these three factors help with de-aging by 75%. Now, what also happened with these rats was their whole body de-aged. So they were treating their eyes, but rats that were already at the end of their life with gray hair and lethargic and less than a month to live were being completely restored and were de-aging back to a rat that was only 25% of the age it was before they started the treatment. And so they're not sure if that's going to also happen to humans, but it's possible that as they start injecting humans in their retina or their optic nerve, that they that their whole body is going to de-age. And some of these people are going to be in their 70s and 80s, and it's very possible they're going to become 20 years old again. So, as I say, that the people writing articles like this are not really following along. I mean, this research has been in all of the news media has reported on this. Now, the medication, which is going to be, you know, it's a drug company testing it, and the basic research done at Harvard, this is called ER-100, and it doesn't stand for emergency room, it stands for epigenetic reprogramming. And there are numerous ways to perform treatments that create epigenetic reprogramming. Injecting Yakamoto factors is only one way to do it, right? Genes have to be expressed in order for metabolism and regeneration and synthesis to occur. And as people age, things happen to the DNA, which is usually in this elaborate form where it looks like if you were to take, say, some tennis balls and wrap them up in saran wrap with, you know, this kind of interwoven type of pattern. That's kind of what DNA is like when you're young, and as you age, it starts to straighten out. And as it straightens out, it loses its contacts. So in this folded form, there's more contact with stimulating molecules, epigenetic interveners, that are touching parts of the DNA. And as it straightens with age, you have less touching and less expression. And you also have methylation, meaning the genes all along the strand are methyl groups are attaching to them and making them difficult to penetrate through the methylation to actually stimulate or the revealing of parts of the DNA. Now, Eric Kurtz, who some of his colleagues are these geneticists at Harvard that he collaborates with, has figured out, even though a strand of DNA may have straightened to a degree, there are other ways to stimulate these selected genes, and he's able to do it with combinations of plant extracts, singular molecules from plants that are put together in groups and changed so that they have an absorption capability where not only are those molecules absorbed into the bloodstream, but they're absorbed into the cells and they're absorbed into the nucleus and have the ability to hone right in on the specific site of the gene that needs to be expressed that has gone dormant because of straightening and methylation. And lo and behold, it works, which is why when we talk on the big call, you hear these testimonials about Myotrol, and Eric took a different track. He decided not to go the route of making this a pharmaceutical drug and testing it with the FDA. Right. Each of the molecules were already generally recognized as safe, and he decided he wanted to make it into a nutrition product, even though he had the full capability to make it a drug. He has his own research lab that can do the research for drug companies, which he's done in the past. And he already holds 40 patents in this area. And he decided he wanted to make it a nutraceutical, and rather than go through these clinical trials, he wanted to use testimonials. And if you ask the people, like who was referenced in this article, Dave Asprey, probably the world's greatest biohacker, when you ask him about trials and testimonials, he'll say that it's not only these controlled clinical trials that will pronounce efficacy, but rather you can use them with people, use safe products with people, and collect their individual testimony. And so you have a preponderance of case studies, which he will tell the different scientists that he works with, this is quite often the best way to go about this. And Eric chose that way to bring the first ever epigenetic reprogrammer to the market, which was 2 years ahead of ER-100. And the reading of these testimonials and the collection of these testimonials is the research. And so when people are listening to the big call and they have a positive experience or a negative experience and they write in a testimonial, you're participating in what David Sinclair from Harvard considers the holy grail of immortality and anti-aging, which is epigenetic reprogramming. By writing your testimonial, you are helping with the advancement of this holy grail of anti-aging. And so, you know, here we are on the big call and we're reading testimonials, and it's like, oh, isn't that nice? This 78-year-old lady is getting stronger. Well, it's more than just nice. It's a scientific revolution that the top scientists in the world, Yakimoto and Sinclair and Asprey and Church and many others, this is where they are investing billions of dollars into this technology. And that's that, Bruce, what I wanted to say. And just before finishing up, I'll remind people about what we're doing with our sale. So speaking of epigenetic reprogrammers, Collagene is the second creation that Eric Kurtz gave us, and we're doing a sale on that. Buy one, get one half off right now. And that is what's going to help people to regrow cartilage, and it also has a very powerful pain block technology in it for neuropathic pain. The other sale is we have 8 products that we put on sale, and we're calling it the 4th of July sale. It's get 40% off for the 4th of July. It's our 2 barley products, Goodnight Formula, our Clarity Factor, digestive enzymes, collagen peptides, turmeric, and vitamin C. And you can mix and match it any way you want. You can get 4 of one thing, 2 of one, 2 of another, 1 of each of 4. You can get 8. You can get 16. You can get 32. And you get 40% off as long as you get 4.
That's right. 4 or more.
4 or more for the 4th of July and get your 40%.
There you go.
And that's it. Well, Bob, that's what I got for you, Bruce. It's 18 minutes after 10.
Okay, Bob, thank you very much. I love hearing the research, and I love what you said about, you know, the ER. What was the number attached to the ER epigenetic? 100.
100? 100, yeah, ER 100.
Epigenetic reprogramming 100, or ER 100. That's cool. That is really good research. And I wanted to comment, Bob, on the testimonials that people give and you pass on to Eric Kurtz. The big call, in a sense, is part of that research.
Yep.
Because you can take what are real life testimonials and track how well these products are working and what the results of the products are. Because I know one thing that we've heard is that some of the, like, some of these products are actually doing more than they were intended to do, or they're doing something in a different area that was unrelated to the area that it was designed to help or to augment. And I think Eric probably really enjoys the fact that our listeners are writing in these testimonials and helping to support the research that's going on. So I think that's a really good thing. And I always love to hear what the testimonials are on any of the products. But it's really, really good. And to take advantage of the sale and to look at some of these testimonials that you can read on the site, just go to biggalluniverse.com. That's my site. And at the top, you'll see a banner that says Boomers. That link will take you directly into Bob's website. So click on it. Boom, you're right in the Boomer site. And you can pull down the product, all products menu. You can hit the on sale tab and see what exactly these total of eight products are. And you can choose four minimum, up to eight, as many as you want of each. If you want two, like I, for example, got the Gladiator Barley is in the starter size, half the size of a normal canister. So I ordered four of those, which is basically two of the regular size canisters. So it's like getting those at 40% off. I got those, and I got some Good Night formula, and really, it's just terrific. It's a great way to take advantage of those. So you want to do that, and if you have a question or if you have a problem and you want some help, you can call customer support. That's where the 800 number comes in, 800-861-4609, 800-861-4609, and that's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And I'm thinking ahead, Bob, I guess that's good for tomorrow.
Yep.
Even though it's a quote-unquote observed federal holiday for Independence Day on the 4th, but you'll still be open and taking orders tomorrow, right?
Nope.
We're going to go tomorrow.
No, because people are going to take their, you know, at our company, people get a certain number of vacation days every year.
Right.
As part of the packet. And so they're going to be taking tomorrow off because the 4th lands on a Saturday.
Gotcha. Okay. It is observed, and you're going to observe it tomorrow. Okay. So nice three-day weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they'll be back in the office on Monday.
Yep.
And that'll work out fine. Okay. Cool. Still, you can still put orders in online, which 98.875% of Big Call listeners do online anyway. So you'll have that opportunity to do that. Bob, do we think the order is going to continue for a little while? I mean the sale, rather?
Up till Monday.
Ooh, up until Monday morning at 9 a.m.
Probably by the time, you know, we catch up on things, there's a lot of activity that happens on Mondays because and stuff that comes in when we're not open. And so it'll probably be more like noontime by the time we get around to taking it down.
All right. So go ahead and get your orders in, and the sale will be good till approximately noon on Monday, which is the 6th of July. All right. Good stuff. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that very much. Now, let's segue into our Intel segment. And Bob had a listener who sent him an email, so we'll start with that. It's a question about, in this particular case, brother and sister. The brother passed away about 2 years ago, and the sister had Zim and still has Zim of her own, and the brother had Zim but is no longer with us. So the question was, what should she do? And the answer is, she should acquire that Zim. I'm assuming she knows where it is, and that she can go ahead and take it, add it to hers, and exchange it, or rather redeem it, since it is a bearer bond, redeem it. It's payable to the bearer of, she would be the bearer of, and just add that Zim to her stack of Zim and take that in to the redemption center. They don't know how much we have. They might have some idea, but they just know whether or not we have Zim or other currencies in general, not in every case, but in general. So take that in with you when you go to do your exchange. Simple as that. Let's see. As far as what we're getting, of course, tonight is the 2nd of July. Yes, we were under the understanding that we would have this by or before the 4th of July. And it looks like it's going to be close, but the latest information we're getting is telling us that Tier 4B, that's us, the internet group, should be looking for our notifications between the 4th, which is Saturday, and the 8th, which should be, what, Wednesday? So the 4th is Saturday, 5th Sunday, 6th is Monday, Tuesday, 7th, and 8th is Wednesday. So between Saturday and Wednesday, we are not only to be notified by SMS, Samsung Messaging Service is my SMS, so I don't know if that's what it stands for, but it does for me. In other words, you'll be notified by text message and or emails, okay, about the 800 number and how to call and set your appointments. That should be in a text message or in an email, or both. You might even get both. All right, so that is happening. But the point is, the timeline between the 5th and the 8th is not only to receive notifications by text or email, but also to have started exchanging within that period of time. That's exchanging currencies and redeeming Zim. And will the Zim holders still get a head start on non-Zim holders, other currency holders? That's what we've heard from very, very high up. So we'll see if that holds up, and we'll see what that means to us who are Zim holders. All right, that's the first thing. So I know it's a big window, but between the 5th and the 8th, excuse me, between the 4th, which is Independence Day, 4th of July, between the 4th and the 8th, we should be notified and start exchanges and redemptions. Now, they've gone further on to say that the public at large would get notified either the 8th or the 9th of July. So that would give us a head start of maybe a few days ahead of the public being notified. And I believe they'd be notified the same way. But we know that our best rates are at the redemption center. We know the contract rate on Dinar is available only at the redemption centers. We know that the Zim is only available to be redeemed at redemption centers. So we want to make sure that, and look, it could be that the so-called public gets a clue and uses the 800 number to set appointments. If they do, they'll get the best rates, and they'll get sort of a whole different approach to everything by going and using the redemption centers as opposed to any bank. So the banks are going to be limited on what they can actually provide. They're going to be limited. And, you know, we need the Quantum account. We need, you know, the Q phone will come out at the end of your visit. You know, there's quite a bit that we're going to do within 30 to 40 minutes for our appointment. And, of course, they are keying on Zim holders because they know the value of the denominations of the Zim. So that'll all come in and be very welcomed. It should be very welcoming to us that when we come in, because they're calling Zim holders sovereigns. They're calling us sovereigns. So good for us. And we should have really good service, and they will pay a very decent rate of interest on the bank accounts that we have. And we're not going to put all of the money from the transactions and the Zim into our accounts on day one, but we will move a certain amount in on the first day to cover your projects and your other personal things that you want done for the first 3 months, let's say, the first 90 days, the first 3 months. After that period of time, they have tracked some of your spending habits in the sense that they know that you're not feeding the deep state with funds. You're not trying to help people that are trying to destroy us, for example. And so if you do that, that money will be clawed back. That'll be clawed back. Anything that we do with our projects as Rebuild America, as the Big Call Universe that has projects, you know, I'm sure that the funds will go to the right people for the right purposes, and we will not have an interference with it. So beware that what you're doing initially is going to be monitored. Everything, every financial transaction is seen and recorded by the quantum financial system in conjunction with the Starlink satellite system. So all of that, there's no funny business, there's no shenanigans, nothing, you know, there won't be anything that won't be seen. So the idea of numbered accounts in the Bahamas and, you know, in the Caribbean, forget it. You know, it's history. Those days are over. Not happening. There's no reason for it. You know, the Zim, for example, has such a high value. All of our currencies that are exchanged, all of that will show up as USN, our new US dollar, digitally in our quantum financial accounts. And those quantum accounts that we have are backed by the United States Treasury, and it's backed by assets. Every country's currency is backed by gold or other precious metals, by oil, by natural gas, by jewels, diamonds, other precious jewels. For us, a lot of it's intellectual property, hopefully that will not be stolen by China, because they've already stolen a lot from us already. But all of that will be something that backs our dollar. Those are what's called assets that are backing. So we have an asset-backed new dollar, and it's primarily gold-backed, but other assets are also included. So there's no need for FDIC insurance. No need. That stuff is out the door. That's history, and we're not going to need it anyway. Our backing is the actual United States Treasury itself. That's essentially where the digital version of our quantum account resides. Resides in the quantum computer, but it's essentially a digital number that we can pull out and move into our bank accounts. Up to 3 accounts would be tied to your quantum account card. Initially, Wells Fargo. And then after a little period of time, when you figure out other banks that you may want to use, you could put in a couple of other Tier 1 banks. I don't think I would connect it to a credit union. I doubt it. They're too small potatoes for what we're talking about. Okay? Primarily Tier 1, maybe some Tier 2 banks. But But, you know, I hope Wells does the job I think they'll do with us. And if they're good to work with, there might not be a need to diversify too much. I already have another Tier 1 bank, and I might add one more. But I'd have my three ready to go tied to the Quantum account. But let's see how they treat us. Let's see how Wells Fargo's, formerly known as Wealth Managers, now called Premier Bankers, will be to work with if we want to, if we need them. And I think that's going to be the big question, whether or not you're going to use them and for what reasons and for what purposes are you going to set up a relationship with a premier banker or a private office that you may create yourself. So there's quite a bit to look into. I would say make some of those decisions. Some of those decisions you can make up front, and some of those decisions you can make after the exchange process when you get to meet some of these people and see how they are and see if you can resonate with them, see if they can relate to you or not. You know, there's quite a bit to get done in 30 to 40 minutes, like I say. That's where they want us to be within that time frame. If you've got sheet bonds, meaning sheets of bonds or a box of sheet bonds, they can handle up to two or three boxes of bonds. And we're not talking about ZIM unless they're sheets of ZIM. Most of us don't have sheets. But if you have that, let them know in your setting up of your appointment when you speak to a live person. If you have bonds or boxes of bonds, they can redeem those bonds for you at the redemption center, but most likely they'll need more time than the standard single appointment. So let them know, hey, I've got 10 or 20 of these, whatever bonds they are, German bonds, Chinese, red dragon, black dragon bonds, whatever they are, yellow dragon, whatever you have, you have to provide the provenance of those bonds. Provide the provenance so that they go back to you and you can prove that they're yours. Because some of this stuff is multi-generational, where it happened a generation or two ago and it's been handed down from generation to generation. And now you may have it. And that's how you would do it. You just let them know that when you're setting up your appointment, that you have some sheet bonds, and if that applies, ask for to create extra time for doing those, in addition to your ZIM, in addition to your currency that you're exchanging. The rates are happening behind the screens. I don't know if we had rates on screens today. We did 2 days ago on Tuesday, and so we know that things are happening. A lot of things behind the scenes. We know that there's a lot of tick up on multiple aisles throughout the country, and I know that they are gaining on that. A lot of movement out there, and that is probably affecting our start a little bit. It may not be that, well, I would say at least half of those have to be done before we start. But I know, based on where we are now, that things are moving in the right direction for us. So, will an announcement and will notice? Yes, announcements will come out somehow between the 4th and the 5th of July. We should be getting some good announcements from President Trump, maybe others. We know that President Trump is supposed to be in D.C., and we're supposed to have, on the 4th of July, him speaking at 9:45 p.m. on Eastern Time, and then fireworks to take off at 10:30 p.m. Sounds a little late Eastern Time, but 10:30 Eastern, plus or minus. So he'll probably speak for 40 or 45 minutes until they transition to fireworks. Now, I was there 50 years ago for the bicentennial celebration, and so was Sue. I was on the Virginia side of the Potomac, and Sue was on the other side of the Potomac. But that's probably as close as we've ever been, a river separating us. But it's amazing. 50 years later, here we go. This is our, what's it called? Well, it's a 250-year celebration. So that's big. And I think we're going to have an incredible fireworks display. And I'm going to probably be catching it on TV because I'm not going to be in D.C. But I would say everybody enjoy this holiday weekend, which the observed holiday is tomorrow, federal holiday. I think some or maybe most banks are open tomorrow. Some, I know Bank of America is supposed to be. I don't know if the rest of them are. And a lot of them are going to close on the 4th, which is Saturday. However, redemption centers do not necessarily have to be closed, even on Sunday. So we may find ourselves getting notified over the weekend, you know, Saturday, Sunday, and get started Monday or Tuesday. Who knows? It looks like we're supposed to get exchanges started by or before Wednesday. So let's see how that goes. And then the public is supposed to go right behind us. I guess they figured the public would find out sooner or later, things would leak out, and they'd be getting antsy anyway. So I'm going to say we're off to the races. Everybody have a wonderful 4th of July freedom celebration. And hopefully we get the financial freedom that we're looking for somehow over the weekend, and we get our notifications and we can set our appointments and be off and running. So I will say we'll have a call Tuesday night. We'll see where we are by then. Tuesday is the 7th of July. So hopefully we will have received numbers and started exchanging, and we can have a celebration call. We'll see. Okay? So, everybody, let's thank Sue for doing a marvelous job again tonight on all aspects. And I want to thank Bob for doing a great job with everything that he's involved with, and including, obviously, bringing testimonials and sales to us and everything else that we can be thankful for, like the bumper music before the call. And I want to thank GCK and Doug. I want to thank Pastor Scott and Jeannie for continued support. And I want to thank the satellite team for getting our calls out every Tuesday and Thursday night all over the world. And thank you, Big Call Universe, all over the world. Yes, even Norway, wherever Dodge is living, and the rest of the people that are listening to us out of Norway and Sweden and maybe Finland and other countries like that in Scandinavia. So, and of course, everywhere else all over the country. So you guys have a wonderful holiday. We're going to be thankful, and we're going to close out the call now, pray the call out, and then we'll say goodnight. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you've brought to us and every good and perfect gift that's come down from above. We thank you for it in advance, and we thank you for this blessing. Thanks for the information we've received so far, and thank you for the freedom that we have and the freedom that we will be celebrating on the 4th of July. Thank you for all that you've done to prepare us, to give us the witty inventions, ideas for projects, ways to help humanity, and level the playing field around the globe. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And good night, everybody. Have a great 4th of July. God bless you.